The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Higher, baby, you're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Berrientos. We've got Lexi Brinkley in studio, Marie Early, and Dewan Bennett. How's everybody doing?
I am great. How about you?
I'm good. And Dewan's a shrink, so that's the short version.
Yes, it is.
Working on his PhD. And so, it's shrink day today. And so we're talking a little later on in the show with you about parental anxiety and paranoia and the dangers of 5G, the 5G network, which we're going to go over the history of it. It's really kind of cool, you know? Do you know the history of like the G network?
I know a little bit. I have a client who's a big techie for Verizon, so he's constantly telling me about the different changes and things that are going on. So I know a little bit of the history, but I wouldn't say that I am a nerd about it.
Well, there's a lot of people saying that it's very dangerous and we need to stop it. Cities like Beverly Hills have completely banned it. It makes you. Marie was reading something about someone commented, it's like turning your microwave on, leaving the door open, like for the rest of your life, like in your kitchen, except you're carrying it around with you. So
I seen something the other day, and I don't know if you guys seen it online, where there was a study that was starting to say that people are growing horns as a result of having their cell phones glued to there all the time because of the waves.
It's not made up, you guys. It's a true fact.
Yes.
And like so, your kids are growing horns down on their neck that they will never be able to get rid of. And you're going to have a bunch of horn kids.
Yes.
From these spurs. The result of looking down at your phone.
Wow.
Yes, it's crazy. So I don't know. I think we're getting into a point where with technology where, I mean, maybe some people can argue it's becoming a little too intrusive on our day-to-day and, you know, the advancements and all we're going to do is always want more.
Right.
Right? We want 5G, then 6, right, then 7. It just continues on.
Well, it's the same with sugar. I mean, yes, it's another addiction. Seriously. We want more sweet, sweet, sweet. We want sweet. We want salt. We want savory. We want sweet. You know, we want bitter. And then we're addicted to so many different things.
So I don't know. We were airing my personal vices here on air, but with sugar. I mean, are you
addicted to sugar?
I love snacks. I love some good cookies and.
But you can healthy snack. Like I had a cookie a few minutes ago. It was actually made out of cashew flour and coconut oil and cacao. And I think it had some pistachio in it. I got it at a little place called, oh my goodness. What is it? Brewed and Pressed.
Oh, I love that
Brewed
place.
Brewed and Pressed. I went to one of their locations here in Dallas
now,
yesterday.
I'm definitely working on reducing my sugar intake, but just to kind of give you guys an idea of the problem, if I'm making pancakes, I'm putting sugar in it, Rice Krispie Treats, anything that I'm making, I'm going to add a little sugar to it. And slowly but surely, I've been
reducing
that. You
make Rice Krispie Treats?
Yes, I love Rice Krispie Treats, homemade particularly.
Well, see, you can use alternative ingredients, though, and make them healthy. Because genetically modified, all those ingredients in wheat, you need to watch our documentary that we do have on our website now, you guys, okay? What's with Wheat by Cindy O'Meara. She produced it. It's a fabulous film. Every American needs to watch it to protect their health. They really do. So, you know, there's a lot of things. You can still have wonderful treats that are organic with maybe if you have sugar, a little bit of sugar. It's not even so much the sugar, although sugar is deadly. It is a culprit for sure. And it is an addictive substance. In fact, rats will go for, what was this? What's that?
The cocaine versus the sugar.
Is it the cocaine versus the sugar or the sucralose? I'm trying to remember. But the bottom line is we are addicted to sugar.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
But yeah, you can, they make like, you know, I don't know what the name of them are, but I've seen them on the shelves. I don't particularly buy cereal. But if you're going to make Rice Krispie Treats, you can buy a Rice Krisp that is made organically. I don't think they even can genetically modify rice yet, can they? I don't know. I'm pretty sure
not. I've actually seen some. And you guys know that, you know, my son has food allergies. We discussed it. And so when I'm getting, you know, Rice Krispie, a version of Rice Krispie treats from him from like Whole Foods or something like that, then it's like a wheat Rice Krispie, or it's not necessarily what we're seeing with the actual Rice Krispie treat cereal. It's more so something more natural.
When you read that, when you watch that documentary, everyone out there included, you're going to be shocked at what you find out.
Okay.
You're going to be shocked, and you're not going to want to eat Rice Krispies anymore. Yeah. Or maybe, you know, I don't know exactly what's in it other than rice, but I'm sure they add other stuff in it, like preservatives
definitely.
And additives.
Most
and
definitely.
I'm sure they do. They've got all kinds of starches. I bet you they have wheat in them, just based on what I know from what I learned from the documentary.
Okay.
Even though they're rice.
Okay. I'm definitely going to trust you.
So this is a great advertisement for Rice Krispies.
Right? We should make our own version of some good ones.
Yeah. But, you know, we were talking with you, Duane, about parental anxiety and paranoia. Well, a lot of people have a lot of paranoia, especially parents, and anxiety over this, the dangers of 5G. Because, I mean, it's really, really, when you read some of the science, and I'll just give you a little teaser here. We have Dr. Gabriel Cousins coming on to speak about it. He is the author of 13 internationally acclaimed books, including Spiritual Nutrition and Creating Peace by Being Peace. He is a physician, a psychiatrist, a family therapist, and a cutting-edge researcher on healing diabetes naturally. He holds a medical degree from Columbia Medical School. This guy's got street cred.
Yes, he does.
He says that it's already clear from over 10,000 studies on 2G, 3G, 4G, and 4G, that these wireless network radio frequencies, these RF radiation network systems, are causing significant acute and chronic health problems, including life-threatening diseases such as cancer, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and mental disturbances such as depression, anxiety, and increased suicidal tendencies.
Now,
that doesn't sound very good to me. And, you know, last night we were having a birthday dinner, sitting down having a birthday dinner, and my oldest daughter told me, oh, my phone is 5G. I'm like, that's great. Something else for me to worry about, right?
Just another thing on the plate for us to worry about that ramps up our paranoia.
Yeah, but they're going to be on every, what did you say, Lexi? They're going to be on every telephone pole? There you go.
They said every telephone pole or like every corner of every house almost.
Yeah.
Because they can't
That's
go through buildings.
We
like
have
the 5G
to stop
can't
it.
Go through a building.
I really feel like we need to stop this.
At some point, you know, we have to say to ourselves, when is enough enough? I mean,
when
I think
we're
all
that dead.
We're a greedy culture by nature, and we always want more. And I think that as we get to a point where now we're dealing with more and more dangerous radio frequencies, particularly with people being glued to their phone. And then now we also have people who constantly keep their earbuds in.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they're walking around with that. So, I mean, what is that actually doing to our health? I mean, if it's increasing our anxiety and leading us down a path where, you know, we're struggling because we're just trying to be connected and we want the biggest, fastest, strongest phone and device, that becomes problematic.
Well, I feel like I move faster than I ever have in my life. Like, it's hard for me to settle down. And I wonder, is some of it outside stimuli that I don't even know that I'm being affected by? I really feel like it's so hard for me to shut her down.
Mm-hmm. Observational conditioning. You're kind of being conditioned by what you see and the expectations of society to have certain things. I mean, why would people run from, you know, they pay $800-$900 from a cell phone a year before, and then the next year they have to get the next new version that does the exact same thing as the old version.
We're such a competitive society.
Yes, we are.
Always comparison. That's not healthy, is it?
I don't think it is. I think at some point you have to be comfortable within yourself and the things you have, because everyone's different, and I think we all have different expectations of ourselves. But when we get into comparing what we have to other people, that really becomes problematic because, you know, again, as we talked about it with FOMO and all the different things, when we look around in the world, what are we really seeing? Are we really seeing somebody for their authentic self, or are we seeing a made up cosmetic version of what they want you to believe they are?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that becomes to a very problematic area in our lives.
Yeah. I think my phone's an old one. What is this? I don't even know. I bought
it
like
an 8.
I've got an 8. Oh my gosh. I'm like, how many generations behind?
I'm with you. Like, we both have an 8.
Maybe
I have an
8.
have just 6 Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it went from 8 to 10, right?
Yeah. And I'm fine with it. The screen broke. I got it fixed. I bought a new cover for it. It's like having a brand new phone. Yes. I don't want all that G stuff.
To me, I mean, at some point, I'm comfortable with all the things that my phone does for me. I mean, I can email, I can talk. I mean, I'm intrigued by my clients or the people that I meet that still have those flip phones, right?
Yeah.
Like, they don't want any of the extra data. They just want to be able to text, call, and that's all they need.
Yeah. I have a flip phone that's activated. It was for...
Oh, yeah, you do?
Yeah, I do. It's still in... It's in my office. It's for Adrift Float Spa.
Okay.
Because I have the phone number 214-36-FLOAT, and it goes along with the whole package of the stuff. But yeah, so I have the flip phone, so when we close the business down, I could answer all the customers' questions and requests and returns and things like that. So, but interesting. So I do have a flip phone. What were you going to say, Marie?
Well, with the 4G and the 3G and all that, the 3G, I think, brought us text. The 4G brought us
I think
internet streaming.
Right.
So we say we don't want 5G, but it's going to bring us something that we don't have right now
that
is going to end up
Where do you draw the line, though? Where do you draw the line? And you're right, because 2G brought us texting in 1991, and 3G brought us text and internet access in 1998. 4G, which is also known as LTE, which is long-term evolution, and I learned this before the show, by the way. I'm not trying to be a smarty pants here or act like I knew this. Oh, yeah, I knew this. And then 5G will bring us like text, video. Wait a second. 4G brought us long-term evolution, which is text, video, and internet. And then the 5G in 2020 is ultra HD 3D video and then smart homes.
So this is like your smart cars and Alexa and VR technology, like all of those things.
And that's fine. But I always tell people, although having a sense of security, which being able to monitor your home and things of that nature is great and it's fine, but let's think about this, right? Every time we get something new, so let's talk about FaceTime, right? So 4G allow us to now have FaceTime, and you see it through Skype and different devices. But now you see people driving down the road and they're FaceTiming people while they're driving.
Oh, geez.
Right? There's no need now to just simply be on the phone talking to this one when you can look at them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think sometimes we have to look at it. Are we putting people in a situation where now we're making things more dangerous for people? Or we're increasing their paranoia because now they can check on their home every 10 minutes.
You're
and
preaching
look and see.
To the choir right here, brother. So I hear you. I totally agree.
You know, what happened to the days when your kids, while you're still at work, can kind of roam around the house, mess up, have friends over when they're not supposed to. And then by the time you make it home, it appears nothing ever happened.
Right.
We're removing some of that growth that's important in kids' development. It's like, hey, my parents don't need to monitor my every move. They don't need to FaceTime me and say, hey, show me what room you are or show me what place you are or who friend's house. I think some of that stuff can be problematic in our development.
I love it. Thank you. That was great. That was great advice. And like I said, you're preaching to the choir. I think it's so important to get that messaging out there, though, because children's lives are in the balance.
Yes.
This is the future of the world we're talking about. And we're all a little too crazy already. So we're going to get even crazier here with Dr. Gabriel Cousins. This guy is super, super intelligent. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned, everyone. You are listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. KetoMed.com. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
Hey!
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Lexi and Marie in studio, as well as Dewan Bennett. And Dr. Gabriel Cousins is on the line with us. He is the author of 13 internationally acclaimed books, including Spiritual, Nutrition, and Conscious Parenting, The Holistic Guide to Raising and Nourishing Healthy, Happy Children. Dr. Cousins functions as a holistic physician, a psychiatrist, family therapist, and cutting-edge researcher on healing diabetes naturally. He holds an MD from Columbia Medical School, a doctorate in homeopathy, and diplomas in Ayurveda, clinical acupuncture, and holistic medicine. His multicultural background as an ordained rabbi and acknowledged yogi, a four-year Native American sun dancer, adds insight to his whole person enlightenment teachings. Dr. Cousins is the founder and director of the Tree of Life Foundation. He is a man that is dear to my heart. I love this man. Thank you so much for being with us today, Dr. Cousins.
Well, Bernadette, I'm really happy to be with you. You do really good work.
Well, thank you. I try. And I'm inspired by men like you.
We all really do try. That's the important thing.
Well, let me get go
ahead.
I wanted to get your website out. Go ahead, though, what you were going to say. I think you were going to compliment me. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to compliment you. You try, but you also succeed.
Oh, thank you.
Which is really important. So thank you for getting this good info out to the world.
Well, I'm concerned. I really am. You know, there's children's lives in the balance. And what I was going to say is I wanted to get your website out so people can Google it. TreeOfLifeCenterUS.com. That's TreeOfLifeCenterUS.com. Today we're talking about effects.
Or just DrCousins.com.
What is it again?
Or DrCousins.com.
Okay, DrCousins.com, and it's spelled C-O-U-S-E-N-S, so DrCousins.com. Okay, so this 5G network, so many people are concerned, and as they should be. So what do we really know about the previous studies, Dr. Cousins, done on wireless network, radio frequency, radiation, like 3G and 4G?
Okay, so this is the medical level, and I'm going to answer that. But I also have to tell you, it's a much bigger issue. Basically, 5G is a weaponized thing that they've been using for 20 years that can affect your mind. And there's over 10,000 studies on 2G, 3G, and 4G that really says there is a problem. And there are people all over the world. It's not like this is not known.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an international appeal to stop 5G on Earth. 31,300 signatures by doctors and scientists saying this isn't really such a good idea. So we're talking from an actually scientific point of view that there are huge problems. Now, I won't go into the details of why they're huge problems, but I want to just say that we're looking at chronic fatigue, sleep disturbances, heart problems, reproduction and neurological diseases, DNA damage that can lead to cancer, increased rates of mortality, and arthritis. But more important, that we haven't seen as much with the 2G, is depression and suicide, seasonal affective disorder, schizophrenia, sudden infant death syndrome, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. So we are looking at significant mental effects from this at let's say, much more serious level than we have with the others. And I'm going to go, like, some of the symptoms could be feeling stress a lot more, which we see, obviously, in our world today.
Mm-hmm.
Forgetfulness, mental confusion, which we see a lot in the world today, repetitive thoughts, mood swings that are out of control, diminished hearing and eyesight, the sudden onset of neurological problems, and symptoms that mimic mental illness. And I'm going to say it again, depression, split personality, paranoid, all the way to paranoid schizophrenia.
Wow.
This is a huge mental health problem.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, we've been, mostly people are thinking, oh, well, it does increase cancer. It does increase diabetes, type 2 diabetes. I have clients who go anywhere near any of these EMF things and their blood sugars spike up. and 5G is 100 times more potent. It also, as I say, heart disease, but the mental thing is way more important and, let's say, a little bit more subtle. Mm-hmm. And that's why people don't quite get it. So yeah. It also alters heart rhythms, affects gene expression, affects your metabolism, affects stem cell development. I mentioned cancer, heart disease. Cognitive impairment is what we're talking about. It decreases well-being, increases free radicals in the body, which then undermines our immune system in general, increases learning and memory deficits. We're talking about kids. Like, think mm-hmm. about it. Put in one of those towers. Besides cancer, which is more obvious, the less obvious learning and memory deficits, have we ever heard that problem? You bet.
Yeah.
Okay. Cognitive impairment, you bet. Affects sperm function. Stimulates obesity as well as diabetes, creates neurological damage, autism, ADHD, asthma, and increased anxiety.
It sounds like the end of the world. All these things. I mean, really, all these things, it's terrifying, especially right. for parents.
Yes. And I think that there's a growing resistance against this. I read an article last night. I was thinking it was about anti-5G, but basically it was an investment thing. It's like, why are you sending this to me? But the point is the financial world is seeing 5G as a huge investment. Mm. Lots of money. And I think we have driving forces on the superficial level. Yeah, you know, the Internet of Things, greater convenience, mm-hmm. self-driving cars. There are things. But against these very, very serious human effects, that they're totally unimportant. And it's a value system. And I want to say that besides the human race, we're looking at affecting the plant life, and animal life, ants, birds, frogs, fruit flies, insects, mammals, rats, trees, microbes, they're all affected by 5G. In other words, the whole living planet is more affected by 5G. And I think that's the big thing to understand. And now the real question is, yes, this is highly dangerous on the health level. It's dangerous to the whole globe in terms of survival of all life on the planet. We're also looking at they've already violated 11 international agreements.
Mm.
Now, that's why. What's the hurry?
Yeah, what is the hurry?
What's the problem here that we're doing that? That they're willing to violate 11 different national agreements. And in 2015, there were 250 scientists from 41 countries that, again, communicated their alarm to the United Nations and the World Health. And the question is, why aren't people listening?
I don't know. Well, a lot
and
of mainstream
so
media, they're not.
It to a different level.
Yeah.
That this is more a survival of the planet political fight. We do know that 5G has been used militarily to affect your brain, affect your functioning, and literally, you know, can make you feel kind of numb. It can make you feel hyper excited. It can make you feel aggressive. It actually can attack individual human beings. They can zero in at the 5G level.
Wow.
So we're talking something much bigger. You know, yes, it affects physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and the planet. It is a severe planetary violation, not just the health of our kids, everyone's health, everyone's mental function, and ultimately spiritual function. Because if your brain isn't working, why? How do you evolve spiritually?
Well, it's a weapon. You're describing a weapon that's going to be used for...
I am describing a weapon.
You are.
And it's been used that way. I'm not making it up. It's been used. it's really a weapon that's been used over 20 years. I'm minimizing it. I think it's been used longer. It's an effort to dominate and limit consciousness, in a sense, to destroy the human civilization.
Wow. Well, you know what? We're going to go. We're going to take a short break, Dr. Cousins, just for station identification, traffic, and weather. We're going to get right back to you as quickly as we can. So stay in your seat. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Dr. Gabriel Cousins. We're talking about the dangers of 5G. You do not want to miss it. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. KetoMed.com. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with, I've got Diamond Gray, Aviana, Lexi, Marie, and Dewan Bennett. I've got the whole team in here with me today, and I've got a very special guest, Dr. Gabriel Cousins. On the line is the author of 13 internationally acclaimed books, including Spiritual Nutrition and Conscious Parenting, The Holistic Guide to Raising and Nourishing Happy, Healthy Children. He holds an MD from Columbia Medical School, a doctorate in homeopathy, and diplomas in Ayurveda, clinical acupuncture, and holistic medicine. His multicultural background as an ordained rabbi, an acknowledged yogi, and four-year Native American sun dancer adds insight to his whole person enlightenment teachings. Dr. Cousins is the founder and director of the Tree of Life Foundation, and today we're talking about the effects of the 5G network. Let me start with this, Dr. Cousins, because I think that this is one of the big talking points on this. You know, you write in your blog about the frequency called the Schumann resonance. So for people that don't know, could you tell them what the Schumann resonance is and what could happen if this harmonic resonance is disrupted by the 5G radiation?
So in a metaphorical sense, the Schumann resonance is the heartbeat of the living planet. It's the frequency of waves from the Earth's surface to the D level in the ionosphere. All life is organized by it. Mm. When you disorganize the Schumann resonance, you disorganize the organizing electromagnetic organizing field on the planet, and therefore for all life. I don't mean just human life. Now we're talking all life on the planet, mm-hmm. plant and animal life. So that's the key understanding of the Schumann resonance, is that when that's disrupted, all our daily rhythms are put off, all our biological systems are knocked out of balance, and so that's the meaning of it. It's a planetary tuning fork to which all life forms on the surface of our planet are tuned.
Wow.
And by altering it anyway, we create a physical, emotional, mental imbalance, and as well as spiritual imbalance. So that's the bigger meaning of that. Now, there's also what we call the Earth's electric field, and that is also thrown off when the Schumann resonance is thrown off. So we have electromagnetic and we have electric. So both of those are thrown off, but with the 5G.
Mm-hmm. And hasn't research shown that there's a key connection between the Schumann resonance and the brain's like alpha states, the frequencies between like eight?
As I document that in my paper on it, mm-hmm. on the 5G, the Schumann resonance resonates with both the brain frequency and the heart frequency.
Wow.
And that's why when I say it, it throws the heart off, it throws off the mental, that the 5G then is disorganizing the Schumann resonance and therefore affects the heart and brain function, which is how kind of the basis of what of those symptoms we were talking about before. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say that everything we're talking about has been documented because you have a little bit of that with 2, 3, and 4G. It just that 5G is 100 times more powerful.
Oh, wow.
And it's a little bit different system, which is a little kind of technical, but it has more ability to affect the mind and mind control mechanisms, which allows them to affect people's brain function. Mm-hmm. And that's why people are concerned about, the anti-globalists are concerned that the globalist elites will use 5G to keep everyone's brain waves in a range that prevents critical thinking.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that takes a brainwave which it favors, let's say, their agenda, which may be something like emotional, slow, and hysterical levels of thinking, and which what we're seeing today. You know, this is not new. This has been going on. It's been proven. We are not extrapolating.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see that you write in this paper, too, that multiple independent studies have found that electromagnetic fields reduced melatonin in animals and human beings. That's at the very core of our whole sleep schedule, our melatonin, our ability to rest. And as you said, like, think straight. This is a very big problem on so many levels.
Right. Well, the melatonin, it decreases melatonin. It gets, if it throws the Schumann resonance off. And melatonin is needed, actually, is the most important antioxidant in the system.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
It's very important. It's very important for the immune system. It specifically protects you against cancer. Yes, and it clearly affects all our biological rhythms. So it's a little bit broader than just sleep.
Wow. You know? I had no idea. That is fascinating. It really is. I'm learning. I always learn so much from you. I just absolutely, I just love your brain. I really do. It's so great talking to you. It really is on so many levels. I mean, you're just such a good man. Okay. So, you know, what can people do to prevent 5G from happening?
Okay. That is a great, great question. And I'm going to do a few points. But the first thing we need to understand is that it's violated, as I said before, 11 international treaties. One of those is the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child.
Oh, wow.
States that states shall undertake to ensure child protection and care as is necessary for his or her well-being. So that's a huge thing, obviously, because our kids are at risk. It violates the Nuremberg Code. 1949, to all experiments in humans, thus includes the deployment of 5G with the new RF radiation. So it goes, you get the point that there's all these international agreements. Now, what can we do? Here's what I think we can do. We need to urge all regulatory agencies at local, national, and international levels to halt the 5G RF EMF expansion until independent scientists can assure the 5G and total radiation levels caused by it are not harmful to the world's citizens. Now, mm-hmm. we already know the answer.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we already know the answer.
More research has to be done to prove it, but that
right.
I'm just saying.
Right.
Recommend that all countries, second point, their radiation safety agencies inform the citizens, including teachers and physicians, about the risk of RF and EMF radiation. So that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Recommend that people prohibit the wireless telecommunication industry through lobbying for 5G. We need to appoint an international group of independent scientists and I'm going to say physiologists and so forth to create new international safety standards. The trouble is they're ignoring all of these.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. And that's why I take it the final step in my approach. I suggest that we really start organizing on a local way to prevent this from happening on every level. Now, we heard Brussels has said no. I think I heard Australia says no to 5G.
Oh, wow.
And so if we start 5G local awareness groups, which I have been doing, we then can start going after it. Now, there's one other thing. Like with smart meters, there may be some legal ways that are outside the judicial system because mm-hmm. the judges are going to, they're part of the system, reasonably speaking, not every judge, of course,
mm-hmm.
To really, we have some extra legal ways of going about it. They haven't quite finished the documents that where you can actually put a lien against these major 5G companies around health and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about multi-million, billion-dollar liens. And that's how they stop the sharp meters.
It's interesting.
When I get
and shocking.
Together, not
yes,
that I'm
is.
Doing it. I am just one person here.
Yeah.
But I know some groups are working on this legal approach, and it may be the most effective way. Then I'll try and I'll mm-hmm. let you know, actually.
Yeah, I would love to an update.
Thing. It's just not developed yet. It'll probably be another few weeks. But this is really serious. You know, the most important thing is to complain to the local politicians. And ultimately, it's at a Congress and Senate and presidential level
mm-hmm.
to put a hold on this.
Wow. Well, you know, for people out there,
they've already launched satellites to beam 5G down.
Well,
2 weeks ago they started doing it.
Wow. Well, I can't wait to have you back on. We're going to have to go to break, but I did want to ask you just a real quick question because the music is playing. Can we avoid these issues like temporarily right now, like make a stance by staying with a 4G phone and not advancing to the 5G just to like speak with our feet in our pocketbooks?
Well, that's really my intent.
Yes.
I also have discovered, and I kind of had a little commercial, a certain thing called the quantum car, which will block 5G on the person who's wearing it.
Oh, wow.
And they can check at our website. Yeah, it's very exciting. It doesn't protect the whole world. That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's the whole world that's being attacked here.
Right.
And I don't mean just humans, as
yeah.
I said.
Oh, yeah.
But that quantum card is something we do have available. People can basically check our website to find about the quantum card. I don't want to push it too far, but
okay.
It does work. And I have a little 5 minute video where we walk up to a 5G tower and are totally unaffected when we have the card on our body. And when we don't, we're totally weakened.
All right. And we'll put it out on our social media as well. Your website, treeoflifecenterus.com. Always a pleasure. Have a wonderful day.
DrCousins.nu.
That's right. That's right. Thank you so much, Dr. Cousins. Like I said, we'll get it out on our social media too. So good to speak with you, and I hope to speak with you soon.
It's great to speak to you, and thank you for your good work. You really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do, I guess, right?
Well, that's what we're all doing. I would like to see more people having the courage to do what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, it takes a lot of that. But thank you so much, Dr. Cousins. Have a great day. Love you so much. Everyone, stay tuned. We've got Dr. I almost called you Dr.
Dwan Bennett, almost.
I've got too many doctors around me. I'm getting everybody mixed up. Dr. Dwan Bennett, soon to be, going to be talking about parental anxiety and paranoia. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. KetoMed.com. Honest Hemp. Happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Need a little partying after all that.
Flashlight.
I'm so anxious. Oh my gosh. It's that 5G bringing me down. Oh my gosh, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Marie Early in studio with me, as well as Dewan Bennett. He is a licensed professional counselor with over 11 years of counseling experience from Vallejo, California. Dewan has two master's degrees, one in counseling and another in psychology, and he is currently in the process of finishing up his PhD in clinical psychology. He is the owner of Healthy Life Interventions Counseling in Oklahoma City, as well as his private practice, D. Bennett Counseling, here in Dallas. He is such a great guy. Love this guy, too. I'm surrounded by so many wonderful men on this show. I really am. His website is PrestonPlaceCounseling.com. That's PrestonPlaceCounseling.com. Today, we're talking about parental anxiety and paranoia. So, I mean, we pretty much know what anxiety and paranoia is, but define this a little closer, parental paranoia. What exactly are we talking about
here? So obviously we know that paranoia stems from kind of over-obsessing about kind of unknown things, and you're constantly worried and trying to protect yourself from certain things now.
And paranoia will destroy you.
Yeah, it could. It could. But then when you talk about parental paranoia, you're shifting to another gear where you start to think about the helicopter parents or the snowplow parents, to where now you're constantly worried about dangers happening to your children. You're constantly always worried about them, you know, crossing the street and getting hit by a car, or them, you know, eating something with a pesticide in it, or, you know, their sneeze turning into some type of neurological disorder. You're constantly worried about the unknown. And now it turns into you monitor everything that your parents or that your kids do.
Yeah.
When we think about parental paranoia, two of the things that come to mind for most people is helicopter parents. Mm-hmm. So if you think about a helicopter kind of scans and hovers over everything, right? And so these are the parents who kind of hover over everything that their children are doing. They're constantly scanning for danger. They're constantly trying to make sure that their kids are hanging with the right friends. They're trying to make sure that their kids are spending the right amount of time reading, not enough time on social media, things of that nature. So they're always looking and being overly involved in their kids' lives.
What's at the root of it?
I think anxiety is at the root of a lot of it.
Well, but I mean, at the very root of it.
Fear.
The fear that they, I mean, is this somebody, this type of person that does this, anxiety, fear, all parents have a certain percentage of it. Of course they do, a certain level of it. It's probably a better word. But some parents take it to such extremes where they themselves have difficulty even functioning and just in everyday life because they're so worried about everything.
If you think about it, so we had a big thing in the media here with essentially an example of a snowplow parent, right? What is a snowplow parent does? They create a path for their kids to follow. Ooh. What we had with Aunt Becky, right? Where, you know, you had a lot of affluent parents pay millions of dollars for their kids to get into schools, whether they was through deceiving the school to believe that they had an athletic scholarship, or they actually just paid the admissions department. So now it's the fear or the anxiety associated with my kid not adding up, my kid not being successful, or something happening to my kid, right? Because what parents feel like, hey, if I protect my kid from everything, if I control their friends, if I control what they eat, if I control who they hang with, then I'm going to set my kid up in a situation where they're going to be safe, when really all you're doing is setting your kid up to be more so unreliant on their ability to take care of themselves, lack of self-esteem, things of that nature.
Well, that's what I was, my next question was going to be, how does it affect the child when a parent is obsessing over everything?
Well, one of the ways that it affects the child is that you start to see that this kid has the inability to make decisions for themselves. Mm. Now, when we have our kids and they're young and they're a toddler age, then yes, there are certain things that we need to put in place to ensure our kids are safe. But what you start to see is our children who are high school age and are college age, now they're constantly calling us looking for suggestions. They can't answer simple questions about how to pick classes or who they should date. You start to have them always anxious, right? These kids are always anxious. They get over anxious about getting an A minus instead of an A plus. They get anxious when their friends are not answering the phone. Sometimes it's the little simple things that they have the inability to do. They become heavily dependent on their parents to make decisions throughout their life. And then they start to become underdeveloped in your basic life skills, right? Communication or interaction. How do you go out and meet a friend? How do you talk to a professor? How do you let your job know that you're going to be late for work, right? You see parents inserting themselves in these situations where a kid's late, so now the mom wants to meet with the boss. So you start to have situations where these kids can't make decisions for themselves.
Well, so the parents out there listening that maybe have a little, you know, this is sounding a little bit too familiar to them, how can they reduce their anxiety associated with letting go of their children a little more?
So one of the things would be identify and discuss fears. I think sometimes when you think about our anxiety, a lot of times it's fears that for the most part, we haven't really discussed with anyone. It's kind of unknown to us. It's just kind of this natural fear that we have. And we don't know where it came from. Was it conditioned? Was it a result of a trauma? What's going on?
Well, I think that you do learn it, too. I remember any time I would go to visit my dad in Houston, and when I would drive away, he would say this special prayer and, like, bless the car. Now, he was Catholic, so, he was into all the ritualism, being Italian and all that. But, you know, and even my daughters, you know, when they leave or they drive, so, well, my littlest one isn't driving yet. Oh, Lord.
Oh,
my older one. But I would say, okay, call me the minute you get back to, you know, to school safe so I know when to stop worrying. Because that's what parents do, right?
But I think that there are healthy levels of parenting and worry. I think most parents...
But I make a joke out of it. Right. I don't worry the whole time. I just, you know, let me know when I can stop, you know, questioning whether or not you're home safely.
And I think that's the case. Like, most parents want to know, hey, did you make it home from school? Hey, what did you eat today? Hey, who are you hanging with? But now we're talking about parents who go out their way to where their lives... They become obsessive about what their kids are doing. So now it gets to the point where they're picking their kids' friends and they're saying, hey, you can't eat that, you know, or they're checking their phones to make sure that the kids are in the house doing their homework while they're at work. So they can't even function in their jobs because they're constantly looking at their cameras on their phones to see kind of what's going on.
Wow. Well, you know, this is a big topic. It is. I think about the book Coddling of the American Mind, Jonathan Haidt and
Greg
Lukianoff that have both been on the show discussing that. And I do think it's a problem in America, a big problem. And so I'm glad we talked about it today. It's always great to have you in studio, Dawan Bennett. It always is. Did you enjoy today's show?
I loved it. You know, parents, sometimes we just got to take a step back. And I think we can help our children grow to successful adults.
It's making me think of that song, Parents Just Don't Understand, by the Prince, or Fresh Prince.
Yes,
you know
Fresh Prince, Will Smith.
Will Smith. Oh my gosh. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. We always enjoy doing the show. I want to let you know you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. You can go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior, Honest Hemp, Keto Med, Nature's Plate, Paleo Magazine, The Wellbeing Journal, and Thorn Research. Everyone, you know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.